This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
100,000 tickets have been requested for the president's visit to Wildwood on Tuesday. Now, Greg Stocker, corporate shill, is executive producer slash shill, is going down there. Greg, when are you going down there with Walter to Wildwood?
Thursday.
And the purpose of this is to advance our potential stuff that we might be doing on Tuesday.
Yes, so a business has reached out to us, an establishment has reached out to us, and they have expressed interest in having a live broadcast for us there that morning, the morning of the rally, which is Tuesday the 28th. The promotions guy and I have to go down on Thursday to test everything, make sure it has the correct setups, make sure all the green M&Ms are taken out of your bowl.
Correct.
Make sure you have your own private bathroom.
Correct.
Make sure you make sure
with
you
a bidet. Want a bidet.
Make sure you have your own
honey packets. Honey packets.
I like hot honey packets. Yeah. Be clear. Hot.
Make sure there's security there for you. No. Just just to make sure
it works.
Setup is,
we can do it.
Is good, and so...
All right, so you're doing that. Now, listen, I want to give you some travel advice, okay? Because yesterday, when everybody wasn't paying attention on Martin Luther King Day, they closed a major, major road, all right? The New Jersey Department of Transportation announcing that Route 47 South Delsea Drive will be closed and detoured beginning Monday, yesterday, for priority roadway repairs in Middle Township, Cape May County. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right, so they closed it Monday. They're going to open it back up like when? Saturday? Monday? Right? June. June of 2020.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do?
All right, so then here's my question. If they're going to close this till June of 2020, obviously, which is after Memorial Day, so you're already in the summer anyway, would a week have changed things all that much? In other words, if they had started this on Wednesday, January 29th, the day after the Trump rally, when everybody leaves and goes home, would it have changed the project that much? Would a week have ruined things? What do you think? I mean, did you hear about giant sinkholes of cars going in and people disappearing
all the time.
Houses going in?
It's a mess.
Delsea Drive was like the Bermuda Triangle. Planes were disappearing over it.
Cape May County is a mess.
It is.
I've heard that, yes.
They're missing, at last count, 2,000 people who've gone missing.
2,000, wow.
And they believe it's all Route 47 South Delsea Drive. What they believe.
It's the Bermuda Triangle of...
If they don't fix this now... Everyone's going to die in the county.
Oh, no.
Everyone. You won't have a county. Cape May County will be like the San Andreas Fault Line. Will fall off into the ocean.
For the children.
So bye-bye Wildwood. Bye-bye Cape May. Bye-bye all you little Margate, Stone Harbor little houses. Gone. If they don't start this yesterday. In fact, they're not even sure if they can save all those towns.
No.
Already today, I'm sad to announce.
Uh-oh.
Wildwood Crest is gone. Too late.
Gone.
Float off into the sea. It's gone.
Oh, man.
New Jersey Department of Transportation officials announcing this beginning at 7 a.m. Monday, January 20th. NJDOT's contractor, Mount Construction, I'm sure they don't ever give politically to anybody, is scheduled to close and detour Route 47 in both directions between Indian Trail Road and Springer's Mill Road for priority repairs to a culvert over Dias Creek, resulting in sinkholes that are compromising the roadway. I told you these sinkholes are massive. Yes.
Do we have exclusive audio of how that conversation went with the construction company?
Well, a little bit like this. Yeah, so I was going to start on Wednesday. But we like starting early on a holiday, a nice holiday when everybody's not on the road. So, yeah. Yeah, no problem. And sure, we'll buy some tickets to that upcoming dinner dance. That sounds like a lot of fun. Good times. I mean, typically we like to start on the first of a month, and February 1st will be after the president's rally. But you know what? I think starting on a random Monday a week before the rally when 100,000 people are coming to town makes perfect sense. Let's do it. Why not? Motorists wishing to continue. Now, there's going to be signs. Local access will be maintained for residents and businesses. But otherwise, here are the detours. If you're going southbound, which many people will, what you're going to want to do is, of course, continue on Route 47 southbound. You'll be instructed to turn left onto West Hand Avenue. As you do that, give the middle finger to the state of New Jersey. Put your hand out the car, give a giant
that's
middle finger
nice.
To them.
No, that's not nice.
Turn right onto Route 9 South, turn right on Indian Trail Road, hop on the Cape May Ferry and get the hell out of Jersey. That's what you should do. Now, if you're going 47 northbound detour, motorists wishing to continue on 47 northbound will be instructed to turn right onto Indian Trail Road. Then turn left on a Route 9 North. Turn left on a West Hand Avenue. At that time, roll down your window, put your hand out, stick a giant middle finger up to Phil Murphy. Turn right back on a Route 47 South, Delcy Drive. Okay? Easy. Yeah, it's nothing. You do a couple things, it turns and this and that. If 100,000 people requested tickets to come to Wildwood to see the president's rally, and if all 100,000 of them are planning to show up, the state of New Jersey should say, you know what? Let's wait a week. Let's just wait a week. These sinkholes aren't that bad. I know that thousands and thousands of people have gone missing, and children and coyotes are eating kids now, but still, we can wait a week. Or maybe it's coincidence, right? Probably just coincidence, right?
Yeah, you know.
You know, all the other roads in Jersey are fine. Did you know that?
Oh,
this is the only one that needed work.
Paved in gold, I think.
Right. There's no other roads or bridges or anything in this entire state that needs work. So it's just this road, 47 South Delcy Drive, that they need to do.
It's imperative that they work.
Right.
This week.
And it's projected to go to June 2020. So if they don't start, if they start a week later, you're looking at late August. That's how it works. It's a week-to-month ratio.
No, it's not. It's
every week we delay adds a month to the project and $42 million in my fees.
Yeah, if it's already going to June, I mean, theoretically, Memorial Day weekend, which I believe is in May,
right.
is a big tourist area, especially right. in Wildwood. So if it's already going to June, like delaying it a week, what? It'll go to what, the second week in June?
Right.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
The third week in June? You're already delaying people who are going to be down there for Memorial Day weekend, so I don't know.
I don't know, Dawn. It just sounds very coincidental to me.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
It was probably on the docket for years to do this, you know, to do some construction.
Yeah. On January 20th.
They wouldn't do such a thing on purpose.
It was probably like this.
In New Jersey.
Jeff Van Drew.
Oh, boy.
You stay a Democrat, we start on February 1st. You flip parties, we flip the work schedule. That's how that works. Welcome to Jersey, pal. You and your little friend Trump. So I would tell you now this only complicates things as far as the chaos that's going to be ensuing on Tuesday.
A
week from today.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people who don't know the shore area and don't know that whole part, a lot of people are coming. This is not just Jersey people, right? A lot of Pennsylvania people that are familiar with Wildwood and the shore, yes, obviously. But there'll be a lot of other people coming from other places who maybe have never been down the shore before. And certainly now with detours and all the traffic and everything else. And then if you get some bad weather, so what could possibly go wrong, right?
Well, luckily there's, 37 different ways to get into Wildwood? I mean, right?
That's true. That's true. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's not like it's...
No, it's over. Not like there's basically one road.
All those short towns, they have there's many different ways.
Options.
To get
options. You can go this way, that way, the other way, this way, this way. No, just kidding. It's one freaking road. Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll follow that for you. People have been emailing saying that they're probably not going to go because they don't think they're going to be able to get inside. And they know that what's going to happen is that if they try to get inside, they're going to be out cold and they may not get in. So, I don't know. It's a bummer, right? It's a bummer.
Oh, boy.
You think it's just intimidation on purpose to try to get people not to go?
In Jersey.
Jersey? We don't ever do that.
That would be shocking.
Now, if Bridgegate was, remember what happened with Bridgegate, right? They realigned traffic lanes into one lane. They took three access lanes from the local side on Fort Lee, New Jersey, the George Washington Bridge. They realigned those lanes to one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they did. And there was still, the bridge was open, but they kept saying they closed the bridge. They realigned it to one. All this traffic jam that they caused for a quote-unquote traffic study, which we later found out was political retribution against the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Governor Chris Christie's reelection bid, right?
It could have been a coincidence.
But my point, and this is a great point you just made, because had Christie been a Democrat, it would have been like, these things happen. Right? Yeah, what are you going to do? We get access roads. We got to count cars and whatnot. But because Christie was Republican, it was literally a federal case now being heard by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. So my question is, will the same thorough investigation go on into the the alleged, now the decision to start this road closure detour project the Monday before the president's visit, when 100,000 people have requested tickets to come to Wildwood, or they just go, "Nah, these things, the things, that's all."
I'm voting for number two.
Number two, you're voting for, yeah. Nah, these things. Yeah. So it's like, all right, okay, vote, all right? Number one, yes, the media and law enforcement officials are going to do a thorough, detailed investigation to find out if anything was politically motivated by the upcoming rally and retribution for Jeff Van Drew switching parties. Or number two, come on! These things! What are you going to do? I mean, not for nothing, but you got to do it when you do it.
It's definitely number two.
That number two, you're saying?
It's always these things. Always number two.
Option.
These things! Things! All right, so you're going with that thing, that option.
Definitely.
Number one, thorough media analysis. MSNBC, no. CNN, setting up shop along the Garden State Parkway, like they did with Bridgegate, on remote. The lesser Cuomo, right at a rest stop.
Yep.
24-hour coverage. Delcy Gate, they can call it. Delcy Drive Gate. That's a good name.
Yeah, Delcy Gate.
Delcy Gate, I like that. Or option two. These things that the... Listen, these things are what not and what you're going to do. I think we know the answer to that. Yes. All right. But of course, now if Phil Murphy were a Republican and a Democrat president were coming in, then we would have breaking news.
Yes.
Bridgegate Redux.
That's right. They'd be interrupting the today's proceedings.
Exactly.
Their wall-to-wall coverage. We have breaking news interrupting this impeachment trial.
Right. Breaking news. We now turn away from the impeachment of the Democrat president to cover how they're screwing him by closing a road in Jersey. Everyone, get to Jersey as quickly as possible.
How would it set? How would the Phil Murphy time for some traffic problems, how would that sound?
Sound like this. All right, New Jersey. Time for some traffic problems in New Jersey. Teach that Jeff Andrew a lesson, New Jersey. Time for some traffic problems in New Jersey.
Wow, we have a lot of
a lot of exclusive audio here. You're not going to get anywhere else. No. You're not going to get anywhere else. So, I was thinking, too, I mean, this is probably why we need to have some sort of a caravan or something going down on the Jersey Shore next week. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, let's see if we can set up shop first, and then we'll...
All right.
You know.
You sure you got to start today, right? Come on, these things take time. I can't wait a week. That would throw the whole project into late October and whatnot. A week? Oh, yeah, that's how it works. It's a week to 4-month ratio. I thought it was a week to 1-month ratio. You know what? Now it's 5. Keep asking questions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.